With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Man with a gun near the White House has been shot by law enforcement officers after he opened fire on them. Plainclothes officers spotted the man and saw the imprint of the weapon on him. The gunman transported to a local hospital. The investigation is underway. California officials say a major insurance company violated the law in handling wildfire claims. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
California's top insurance regulator says the state is seeking millions of dollars in penalties from State Farm after an investigation found that the insurance company violated state law while handling claims from the 2025 Los Angeles area wildfires. The state's insurance commissioner says the department looked at 220 random claims filed to State Farm and found nearly 400 violations from the Palisades and Eaton fires. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Supreme Court has restored access to an abortion pill through telehealth and mail. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The order signed by Justice Samuel Alito temporarily allows women seeking abortions to obtain the pill at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. Those rules have been in effect for several years until a federal appeals court imposed new restrictions last week. The majority of abortions in the U.S. are obtained through medications, usually a combination of mifepristone and a second drug, misoprostol. The availability of those drugs has blunted the impact of abortion bans that most Republican-led states have sought to enforce since the 2022 Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani breathing on his own after being hospitalized with pneumonia and placed on a ventilator. Spokesman says the 81-year-old remains in critical but stable condition. This is SRN News. What music is playing on your local Christian radio station?
The Pew Research Center has been asking, and it reports that contemporary Christian is the genre favored by the vast majority of America's religious broadcasters. Worship music and gospel tunes will also be heard. And like their secular counterparts, most Christian radio stations spend most of their airtime playing the most popular artists and songs. The Pew study indicates that 87% of the songs heard are by the top 10% of popular artists. Michael Harrington reporting.
National Day of Prayer is coming up this Thursday. This year's theme is one of evangelism, and the selected verse, 1 Chronicles 16:24, tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all peoples. Day of Prayer events will be held all across the country, and a national observance will take place, of course, in Washington. This is SRN News. Yet another severe wildfire season is forecast for the western U.S.
It's due to record-breaking heat and an abysmal snowpack. Some states and utilities trying to get ahead of that threat using AI. In Arizona, the state's largest electric utility is installing AI-monitored cameras across its service region. The technology identifies possible smoke and notifies human analysts for quick verification. Fire management officials say the technology spots more fires than humans and alerts authorities more quickly, allowing for faster and more efficient action to extinguish the wildfires. John Scott reporting.
Supreme Court has escalated a nationwide redistricting war by removing one of the few remaining limits on partisan gerrymandering. The decision gutted a key provision of the Voting Rights Act that affected how states draw congressional maps. More details at srnnews.com.